Has it reached a point where facing these guys sort of has a different feel in the run-up?
Oh, we realize it's a big game, and Baltimore always has a good team each and every year. So it's a tough battle, and if you like football, it's a good one to watch.
Do you see them putting more on Flacco, especially with the no huddle?
I mean, he's been doing a lot for a long time, you know. But at the same time, they have a lot of players, a lot of weapons on that team that a lot of people really don't give a lot of credit to, especially those guys on the outside who are speedsters and can really, you know, take a chunk of yardage out in a hurry.
I know some of these stats are situational, but does it surprise you that they're throwing about 37, 38 times a game and only running with Rice about 20 times?
You know what? You know, if Rice gets 5 carries or 30 carries, he's making a lot of yards. So he's a dangerous player. But, you know, they change each and every game. You know, they're very multiple, and it'll be a challenge for 11 guys out there.
What makes Rice different than a lot of other running guys?
He's strong, fast, has great hands out of the backfield. And he's short, so it's kind of hard to see him at the same time. But he's strong like a big back as well. So,
Rod, is this the classic case where you do have to be honest? Keep you honest because of Flacco and Rice?
Yeah, definitely. You know, those guys run a lot of boot plays. They run a lot of different run plays. So everyone has to do their job. You know, we talk about that each and every week, and this is one of those weeks where it's vital.
Physically, how hard is it to find Ray behind those big offensive linemen?
It's very hard, you know, and that's another reason why everyone has to do their job and claim their gap. So,
how much will communication be the key? Because of the past, or because of how loud you assume it's going to probably be there.
Yeah, communication is going to be huge for us, you know, especially with the change of tempo and things like that, you know. So that's my job, trying to help everyone get lined up.
How do you even practice for that? Unless you can mimic them exactly, how do you practice for it?
I mean, it's hard, you know, it's hard. But we always try to force communication on the field with signals, yelling, you know, things like that. So it'd be tough. All right. Thanks, guys.